Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio. Dre, how many consecutive days have we been on?
Jesus, my dude. Back in the grizzly, though. Back on the grizzly.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Back on the ground. We got Marv One about to call up to the show. Going to speak on his battle coming up with Disaster. And then we definitely got to get into this big announcement that just happened. Main event number 2, World Domination 5, Disaster vs. Dumbfounded. It was rumored. It is now locked in. It is happening. Dre, you could, I know you were extremely excited. No, I'm just bullshitting, but you know what I mean. You were kind of happy.
Well, dude, just last night we spoke to Disaster, and I think that's one of the names we threw out, did we not?
Yeah. Yep.
And then here in fruition, bam, here it happens.
Exactly.
They be listening. Exactly. We've been screaming for Shotgun Sugar, T-Top. They were listening. I'm like, now, no, I'm fucking with this. I'm fucking with this. I did like Son's Return back. I'm talking about Dumb. I'm talking about his battle with Khan. Low key, that shit was dope, though. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. His battle, it was nice.
But see, that's the way I asked the question. Like, who does Disaster battle next?
Yeah.
And here we go, because I don't know who's left for him to battle. I know he said that he's recharged the battery and shit, and he's found a new love for battle rap. And you know what? Dudes like that who've been battling for so long, they must go through peaks and valleys in their mind and shit, where they love this shit. Then you're always gonna love this shit. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, maybe writer's block. Sometimes, no pun intended to those cats over there. Writer's block comes into effect, and you might lose a love for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Disaster sounded last night like he got a new found. You know what I'm saying? He got his battery charged and shit. So.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a good battle, though, son. This could be a good battle and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
It's good.
I agree. I think it was dope that it got announced. Well, let's talk to the man himself battling this Sunday, Los Angeles, California, some mansion in Beverly Hills, man. Battle the Disaster. Jesus. Let's get the man on himself. Marv One, Detroit. What's good, Marv?
What's shaking, man? What's going on, people?
Marvelous. What's good, my G?
What's up, my nigga?
I can't call him, my dude. Talk about it, man. You and Diz. That nigga's doing some fancy, smancy shit out here in the streets. What's good, my dude?
Look, man. You know what it is, man? It's just, man, I guess we got tired of everybody else dictating shit, man. When you put 4,000 people in the venue, it's great. But that shit kind of, it's starting to take away from what we really do. You know what I'm saying? And it's becoming more about the show than the bars. And you know, we just
got
in
there. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna cut you off. We had Danny Myers here recently, right? And he said the same thing you said, where he riddled. From what I'm hearing, what you're saying is, where did the bars? Does bars even matter in battle rap anymore?
Me personally, I feel like the younger kids that are doing it, they're really good, but they're all really good at one style. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all really good at sounding the same. And that's not a knock to them. It's just what they came up on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we decided, man, we wanted to do something fun. We wanted to do something that was a little bit more personal. You know, fuck it, man. Let's throw a party, have some chicks in bikinis, have some kegs, and let's rap. Everything don't have to be a fucking... Everything don't have to be a fucking Hollywood production, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, battle rap is already so much like wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, let's try to keep it as close to the essence as we possibly can. I mean, you know, out in L.A., you know, nigga, we ain't going to find no fucking bodega to rap in front of or no fucking, you know what I'm saying?
That's
not happening. I mean, it's still somewhat of a production, but, you know, it's going to be fun.
Well, recently, you know, this is your second one kind of like this, taking it back to the essence. I mean, you battle Roan in a friendly type of matchup in the basement in Akaya's. So you're kind of going along this lines of, you know, you don't need that big production, though. You know, we're seeing
it now. You know what, though? Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I never really needed the big production. And you know, I might be a nigga that comes across better in a small setting. I can accept that. You know what I'm saying? I might not be a Summer Madness stage type nigga. I mean, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? So it's going on, man. I'm excited.
But Mark, any concern at all? Like a brother like myself, I could appreciate the essence of bringing it back. And you say it doesn't have to be production, but let's be real, my G. The last 5 years, heavy 6-7 years in battle rap, the battle rap fans are so much to a certain setting. Are you any concerned at all that you might not get the views you might get and people might not take the battle serious because of the setting?
Possibly. But the ones that don't take it serious, those aren't the people that we're rapping for. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I can dig that.
You don't need 50 people. You don't need 50,000 people, man, to have a dope battle. For me personally, I'm finding out the smaller venues are where the people are really bringing it. You know what I'm saying?
Because you got to win over
a nigga that's looking at you, and you can look right in their face. You got to win that person over, as opposed to a nigga who's lost in a sea of people. You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit. When it's more personal, when that ring gets smaller, nigga, that fight get nastier.
Yo, Marv, Timbo and I have had numerous conversations where we're like, yo, the best battles have been in the small rooms, though. If you look, the best battles have been in the small rooms.
Yeah, for me personally. And that's not to say that the big room battles aren't good. But nigga, you get niggas who go to big room battles just to boo. You know what I'm saying? You get niggas who go to those battles just to be dicks. And that takes away. That takes away from what the MC does as far as preparation and as far as fucking performance. I mean, it's cool. I respect it. I'm glad that we're on a level that we can fill out 5,000-6,000 seat venues. That's fucking crazy. But at the same token, if it's gonna take away from what we do, what's, you know, who's really winning in the end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My opinion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Plus, look at it like this. Sunday, I'm going to get paid to get drunk. I'm cool with that, bro. I'm completely cool with getting paid to get drunk.
Marv, you've been on a tear lately, though, man. Dre and I have talked about it. You've been extremely impressive with your last battles, man. And we've been,
that's out of date battle is fire, my nigga.
Crazy, man. Oh my god.
You know what? I can be honest and say for a long time I was going through the motions as far as battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I was getting checks, you know what I'm saying, wherever they came. And I remember taking a lot of Zay battle, and I don't know who it was, but I saw somebody say like, man, Marv One don't deserve to be in the ring a lot of Zay. And that's no knock to a lot of Zay. But I'm like, man, wait a minute, man. Like, I'm me. I may not be the most loud and boisterous nigga, but bro, I'm one of the niggas that's been around this long for a reason. Like, nigga, I'm good. I'm really fucking good. But you know, I slacked off, and that's my fault. You know what I'm saying? Thinking I could get by with, you know, on my name or the shit I've done in the past, and it, you know, like, nigga, I had to reevaluate some things. And
Can you educate the crowd right quick, the fans right quick? How hard is it for a battle rapper to really sit there and pen 3 rounds, though? Like, really talk about that for a minute.
I don't think it's that difficult. You know what I'm saying? I think you just have to find your motivation. If you're going to say the same thing for 3 rounds, then that can get old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And that can make shit difficult. But look at a nigga like Danny Myers. Danny Myers, he'll punch the lights out for 3 rounds, and I'm quite sure it don't take him that long to write. A nigga like B Magic will punch you out, nigga, like for 3 rounds. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Goods is gonna swag on you for 3 rounds. Sugar's gonna bully you for 3 rounds. Like, it's just, if you know what you do, it's not that difficult. You know what I'm saying? Like if you gotta press yourself to do it, then maybe you're in the wrong business. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. True.
You're in the wrong business.
But Marv, you've been also, you know, we talked about it last time. you were on the Detroit vs. Everybody remix and everything like that. I always go back to that verse, by the way, man. That one bar, I always hit one bar, man. These red beams will turn your white party maroon. What else
look,
are you working
man,
on
look,
right now, bro?
Look, man, let's keep it funky. I can fucking rap, okay? I'm a rapper. I'm a really good fucking rapper. I'm a really good fucking rapper. On put me in that booth, and it's only four or five battle MCs who are as good as me. Nobody is better than me in that booth. Mm-hmm. It's only four or five niggas that's as good as me. So you know, I'm lucky that I came up in the era where you had to do both. When I came up, niggas was rapping, niggas was battling for you to get free publicity, to get free publicity for you to listen to our music. Now it's like niggas don't even make music no more. These battlers don't even fucking make music, which is super fucking weird to me. But man, I'm working on this project, man. You know, I'm finna do this EP with my man, Mr. Porter. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do a whole EP with him. We're gonna get a call. I got a lot of shit. Well, I got a lot of shit up, man.
Mr. Porter, he was part of D12, and that's the brother that he does a lot of beats. Low key, doesn't he do beats? And a lot of hooks. I know he did a hook for Young Buck on Young Buck's first album, Straight Outta Cashville.
Come on, for M right now.
Yeah, come on, man. This the same nigga who did PIMP. It's the same nigga who did Stone 101. I'm in pretty good company. You know what I'm saying? I'm in pretty good company. So, you know, I got like two more battles this year, I think. I got like two more battles, and then I'm gonna sit back and focus on this music for a minute. The mass battle and the total slaughter shit left such a bad taste in my mouth, pause, that I was like, man, you know what? Man, I got to get back on my shit and let these niggas know that I'm really as good as I say I am. So that's why I kind of been, this is the most active I've been. And I feel like I've been kicking ass for the past year and a half. Like, I've been kicking ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know, Mar,
that Charlie Cooks battle, I don't know. Charlie, how did you feel about Charlie's performance against you?
I didn't give a shit about Charlie's performance. I know I did incredible. That was, you know what I'm saying? Like that's all I can worry about. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not, you know, Charlie took it serious or whether he freestyled or whether he wrote, I don't have any control over that. All I know is I had 6 minutes of fire.
When I'm watching him off, he's grabbing his head and he's like, he's trying to remember shit to say, and I'm like, come on, Clips, man, you're making it a little bit too obvious on cam here.
But it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I can't be mad at Clips if, you know, beating me doesn't do anything for his career. You know what I'm saying? At this moment. So I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to fight regardless. If you let me hit you, nigga, I'm going to knock you out. I'm not going to stop hitting you, nigga, because you put your hands down.
Right.
And that's what it was. I had six minutes of fire. And niggas was rapping. Niggas was acting like, oh, he rapped for 9 minutes and 10 minutes. I didn't, bro. Our contract says 6 minutes. Nigga, it's just, nigga, that fucking nigga, I got crowd reaction. I was at home, and I was spitting fire. I was really impressive that fucking night. I was really fucking good.
Now, you just had a battle drop with Big J from Don't Flop. How was that? How was battling on Don't Flop? I mean, is it like a definitely different vibe than obviously all the other leagues?
It's a different vibe, but it's, you know, really, it's really dope. The one thing that I wish that I could tell all these battle rappers is don't put yourself in a box, because the world is so much bigger than the niggas you're trying to impress. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I went to fucking Shanghai, China because a nigga knew me from battle rap. That's crazy. I'm a nigga from the east side of Detroit, nigga. I'm not supposed to leave Detroit. But, you know, if I fucking just wanted to cater to one thing, I'd never leave my block. You know what I'm saying? Like it's huge to go see other places and experience other cultures. On somebody else's dime? Yeah, nigga, that's the plan. That's the plan, nigga.
That should be the goal, man.
You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you all these niggas who claim they super street niggas and, you know, this is that and the third, I bet they don't got passports. But then they'll laugh at a nigga. You know what I'm saying? They'll laugh at a nigga like they won't respect a Nestle. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, he don't talk about what we talking about. Man, this nigga battled in Africa, bro. He went to Africa. Nigga, you still repping for the niggas in front of your bodega. Like, nigga, who's really winning? Who's really? So Don't Flop was great. They always treat me great when I go over there. I love London. I get really drunk over there. They have great fish and chips. You know what I'm saying?
I heard they got real hip hop heads over there though, Marv.
Yo,
like just
you know what's crazy?
Crazy fans.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? I've been blessed to be on like a couple projects, you know, that came out with certain people. There are people over there who know these verses. Like who will run up to me and won't spit a battle verse, but they know these verses off these joints, and that's like, God damn. Like nigga, niggas here in America don't really respect it like that.
You know what's funny?
Like
Timbo and Marv, when you say that, you hear rappers even like 50 Cent, brothers that tour in UK, that the fans in the UK are much more into hip hop and more respect hip hop more than people see on US soil.
Because it's not as commercialized as it is here. Nigga, here it's a business. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Nigga, hip hop here is McDonald's and Burger King. You can get it on any corner. You know what I'm saying? It's prepackaged. Like, okay. But over there, it's like, oh, yo, this is dope. Like, this is still, we still respect the craft. Niggas here don't respect the craft, bro. And I'm not saying, you know, it just is what it is. You can't be mad at a nigga for liking what he like. But if I can go over there and find a niche, why wouldn't I exploit it? Nigga, that's the game plan, man. The world is so goddamn big. The world is so goddamn big, man.
Now you got two battles left this year. Talk about them. Can you release any info on them?
You know what? Actually, I'm battling Diz on the 19th, right? It's the 19th.
Yeah.
On July 25th, I'm going to Montgomery, Alabama to battle on Crown of the South. I'm going to battle this dude named Super Black. I don't know if you heard of Super Black.
Yeah.
Super Black is really dope. Super Black is really dope. Like, he's going to be one of the next niggas. And, you know, they reached out to me, and I was like, you know, let's put it together. I would love to test my pen against a nigga who don't have nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that, you know, he's a little nigga, nothing like that. But, like, nigga, he's going to go all out. And I would love to test my pen against that. I haven't done that
I'm familiar with him and stuff like that. I think I've heard of before and shit. So I'm familiar with
Super
Black.
Super Black is dope. So I do that. And then sometime this year, my last battle this year is probably going to be I'm shooting that fade back with Rex. That fucking total slaughter shit wasn't it. That wasn't it. So we booked Rex to come to the city, and I'm gonna give him three rounds. I'm gonna give him three rounds of a good old fashioned ass kicking.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Coming back to the city. Finally had a battle back in Detroit, man.
Yo, what about you and Chiller though? I wouldn't mind seeing you and Chiller.
You think so? I don't know. I don't know if people want to see that though, because we're both laid back.
You know,
like neither one of us are super animated.
See, that's the thing with battle rap, because you're right. People be like, Marvel and Chiller, they're not in front of the camera. They're low key brothers. They're not popping shit. They're not telling niggas I'll kick you in the fucking brain every 5 seconds. They're not on social media talking reckless. But fuck all that. On rhymes alone, and
I like
Chiller.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. That Redemption preview. Nigga, I have to see Chiller in prep now. I've never seen Chiller like that. Prep is gonna bring something out of Chiller, and I need to see that. That's gonna be crazy. I like Chiller though. I like Chiller a lot, man.
All right, I'm gonna throw a name at you, Marv. This is what I'm thinking. Okay. What about a Marv 1 versus Big K?
You know what? Big K is actually my favorite battle rapper right now. Big K is my favorite battle rapper. If it made sense, if people wanted to see it, I would do it. If people wanted to see it, I would do it. He just had an incredible battle with Ill Will. You know what I'm saying? So
that shit was tough.
I like Big K a lot. He reminds me of the people I came up battling against. Like, yo, like I'm not here to be your fucking friend. I'm not here to dance or put on a shiny suit. I'm gonna try to punch your face off with these bars. I like that. I like K. If it made sense, if people wanted to see it and it made sense, I'd do it. I would do it.
Yeah?
I would do it. Yeah, I would do it if it made sense.
Yeah.
If it makes sense.
Big K is nice, man. Come on, man. Big, I fucks with Big K. He's nice.
K is
like,
nice.
That motherfucker there, boy. He be punching, boy.
K is nice, man.
You know
can't play from him, man.
Not at all.
And he make pretty good music, man. I like K's music.
Yeah, the joint him had Ice and shit. Yeah, I heard a couple tracks and shit with K.
Yeah.
Together.
Definitely all right.
Yeah, right. Marv, you talked about Chilla and Prep. Now I want to get the rest of your predictions if you got a minute for this Smack card coming out west. You started it with Chilla and Prep. So Chilla Jones versus Prep. Who do you think? What do you think the rounds are going to be like?
I think Chilla is going to 3-0 Prep. I think he's going to take. I think he's going to edge. Hold up though, but not a body, not a body, not a bag. Because I like Prep. I think Prep is dope.
I call body, but I got him 3-0.
I think Chilla's going to edge every round. He looks like he has a new fire under him, and that's
mm-hmm.
scary. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Chilla beating Prep. All right. Next up, Bill Collector versus Dot.
Bill Collector is definitely going to win that battle. Dot is going to be way more entertaining, though. People are going to remember Dot more than they remember Bill in that battle. But Bill is technically in that battle. Because Bill can rap. Yeah, Bill can rap.
But
can actually rap.
But I think he's entertaining too, though. As much as Dot, I agree with you to say Dot is entertaining. I think Bill Collector has the entertaining entertaining part also. I mean, he was like a mini Tech N9ne when he came out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Bill has never battled a nigga who has as much of a personality as him, if not more. Mm-hmm. Nigga, Dot gonna get on there. He gonna get on that stage, and he not gonna give a shit if the people like him or not. He gonna talk his shit, and those people are gonna go crazy for the reaches, for the shit that don't make sense, for the bars that don't rhyme. He's gonna say something that he's gonna have the most memorable line of the battle, but he's still gonna lose.
This will battle's coming to Marv. Lines that don't make sense, reaches, shit like that. What the fuck did this happen?
Man, we live in a microwave. We live in a microwave ADD fucking state of people. Niggas ain't trying to think. That's where I'm fucking up.
You gotta spit that simple shit, Mar. That's what you gotta do. All right, coming up, DNA and K-Shine versus Chess and Steams.
DNA and K-Shine are definitely going to win that battle. Although,
yeah.
I'm going to say that Chess is my favorite out of the new niggas. Chess is really good.
Really? Why is that, Marv? Everybody likes Chess. Am I missing something, Marv?
He sounds like
Reed Dollars Jr., my nigga.
He reminds me of the era I came up in. It's no nonsense with Chess. I like Chess, man. He looks like, nigga, if I wasn't battling, I'd be outside waiting on you. Like, I'd have a hoodie pulled over my face. Chess is the most believable out of the new niggas to me. So that's what I like. But I don't think they know what they're going to get themselves into.
Do you think they have that ability to rap with each other, though, so early? My thing is DNA and Shine have done this. They kind of know what each other is going to do. You know, this is Chess and Steam's first time doing this.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
People, you know what I mean?
Nigga, DNA and K-Shine just basically battled the whole country in a month. So, they have their chemistry together.
Next up.
You know what it is? This is like a two-on-two. This is like a two-on-two where Shine and DNA are basketball players, and they know where each other going to be at on spots and shit. Like, I know K-Shine going to be on the post. Like, I know where to feed K-Shine and vice versa. I don't think Steams and Chess got that continuity like Shine
but,
and DNA. You know what I mean?
If I'm not mistaken, Steams and Chess, like, they crew, though. Like, so they be around each other. They don't have the experience, and I think the experience is going to be the X factor in this battle. So I definitely think DNA and K-Shine are going to win.
DNA and Shine. All right, next up, Shotgun Shug versus T-Top.
That's going to be battle of the night. Shug and Top is going to be battle of the night. Shug and Top is going to be battle of the night. T Top is going to out-rap Shug. Shug is going to out-bully Top. It just depends on what you like.
Brother,
it just depends on... That's, I can't call that one. You know what I'm saying? I like both of them. Shug has gotten a lot better. Shug might have a ghostwriter. He's talking like he's talking.
And Top
is really good at that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're gonna get with Shug. I don't expect any trick plays. It's just about what you like. You know what I'm saying?
I think that would be bad for them to go away from that. You know, to try something different. I don't think they should. No.
That's not what people want to see. Top is the new quote unquote street nigga on the block. And Shug
that's
is the nigga like
that's Young Jeezy right there. Marv.
And Shug is like, yo, nigga, this is my block. So it's just gonna be what you like, man. It's gonna be what you like. Top is gonna sell a whole bird up there in them three rounds. And Shug, he gonna sell a whole bird. He gonna break that bitch down. He gonna nick it up. He gonna get rid of that bitch. And Shug is gonna rob 30 niggas, bro. Shug is gonna rob 30 niggas in this three rounds. It's just gonna be what you like. It's gonna be
battle.
It's gonna
up.
Be battle. No question. That's the only one
toss
I can't call.
Battle. All right, next up, Tay Rock versus Briz Rothstein.
There's no way that Tay Rock can lose on URL. Mm-hmm. It's virtually impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's virtually impossible. He is the people's champ on URL. Mm-hmm.
In the room, I give you that. But on cam, when me, you, and Timbo can sit and watch that shit and decipher what these niggas saying, they could be.
Let me tell you something,
Rock.
Let me tell you something, bro. Loaded Lux couldn't beat Tay Rock on URL right now. He the face. Rock is the face of URL right now. He getting the push. He can do no wrong. As long as he don't choke, as long as he stick to his formula. He's going to have people to say he won, or the majority of people are going to say he won. And I like Briz. I like Briz. Briz didn't do as good in that verb battle as I thought he was going to do.
Me too.
Because I've seen Briz do really well. You know what I'm saying? Briz do really fucking good. He didn't do as good in that verb battle as I thought. And he didn't do as good in a battle against the nigga that New York loves to hate. So now, how are you going to do in the battle against a nigga that New York absolutely loves?
Mm. Great point, Mark. Word.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Tay Rock, go win that battle. At least in the building.
Yeah, in the building, definitely. I agree with that.
Definitely.
Headlining this event, T-Rex versus Danny Myers.
T-Rex won months ago.
Damn.
Thank you.
T-Rex won this battle months ago.
I got Myers winning 2-1, but it's not even going to matter because it's already close to 0.
I honestly don't care. And this is not to promote any type of bullshit, but if Danny Myers doesn't put hands on Rex, he lost this battle. There's nothing he can do because in the court of public opinion, he got punked. So you can't say a tough bar to a nigga who punked you, and in front of the world.
Myers got to go up there and just deck him, and that's it.
Man, Danny got to talk some shit that he ain't never talked before. And here's the thing: I know Danny's a real nigga. Like, Danny's like a real nigga. He's not a punk. He's not a soft nigga. He's not any of those things. But unfortunately, and like I said, nigga, in the court of public opinion, nigga, you getting crucified. Like, nigga, like everybody's going to be like, bro, this man took 12 bands from you. Like, he took it.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't put a gun to you. He just walked off with your money and decided to play when he wanted to play. So unless Danny say some shit that we ain't never heard before, he's gonna lose this battle, and he's gonna be incredible. He's gonna out rap Rex as far as battling. He's gonna out rap Rex, but it's not gonna matter. All Rex got to do, man, Rex could go up there and say, he could say 12, he could say 12K 12,000 times and win this battle.
That's
it.
Yep.
Ooh, Don DeMarco right
there.
Hey,
can you believe it? You know, we had Myers up here yesterday, and he was saying that he heard that Smack also paid Rex money.
Oh, come on, bro. It's a rat. It's a rat.
Yeah.
It's a rat.
Yeah.
So that means that they had to make Rex take this battle. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
See, me and Marv, we're on the same page with this. I told Danny I don't really care who wins. I told Danny, I was like, you're going to out-rap him. I think you're going to win 2-1, but it's not going to matter at all. Rex won.
Even if you 3-0 Rex, it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to. First of all, New York is never going to turn against Rex for a nigga who's not from New York.
Ever.
Ever.
Nope.
Ever. Let's not even play that game.
But Marv, let me ask you a question. And Tilo, please chime in on this when I ask y'all this. Mm. Isn't there a point where Rex, yes, you're a legend, my nigga, and your last battle, you got bodied by Charlie Clips. And this is, I mean, anticipation. I understand the 12 bands. I get it and shit. And look, opinion, you got played out here. And I agree with both of y'all brothers. Everybody thinks he won right now, talking about T-Rex. But that's T-Rex the competitor. Just to bounce back from Charlie Clips. Marv, doesn't he have to really, like, take this shit serious and not come and mixtape bars and not do this shit lightly and shit?
Well, look, let's not mince words. Let's not try to relay no smoke down. T-Rex is the best battle rapper ever. T-Rex is the best battle rapper ever because he's the only nigga from my era who never took a break and who never looked outdated. Rex has been consistently killing niggas for 15 years, for 10, 15 years. The only loss we can say he took was the Clips. The only loss, bro. Like, the only loss that we can clearly be like, oh, yeah, he killed Rex. It's not debatable. Nigga, it's not. None of that shit, nigga. I've seen Rex.
Mom,
kill
I gotta lose a couple battles, though, my G.
I mean, I'm quite sure you do. But for every battle you say he lost, I guarantee you I can find the nigga who says he won.
Yeah,
so
I
agree
with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Rex is a competitive nigga. He's one of them fly slick talking Harlem niggas. That's all competitive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're very similar to Detroit niggas. That's why when I get them to the crib, I'm gonna show them a couple things. But outside of that, you can't run on Rex. Well, Rex is going to come and Rex is going to do him. He's never going to switch his formula. His formula's been working, bro, for 12, 13 years. Like, for real. Like, strong. Like, all around the country, nigga. Like, around the country. But I didn't see Rex kill niggas with mixtape bars. I saw Rex beat Rum Nitty with mixtape bars, bro. And Rum Nitty can write.
Yeah.
But he got up there against a nigga who knew what he was doing. He knew how to move. He know how to throw that hat. He know when to spin. He know when to get up in your face. Danny hasn't had that. And now with the added fact of he can walk in there and be like, nigga, I'm already one up on you. He's gonna walk into that battle with 1-0.
With that confidence already that he's already winning. He already won.
Like nigga, I just bought a mid-sized car because of you. There's nothing you're gonna say. What you gonna talk about shooting me? You just shot me over 12K, my nigga. If you're not gonna do it now, you lost. And Rex is gonna come in there, and he gonna do his shit. He gonna do his numbers. Rex is gonna do his numbers. That's what he do. On that stage, in front of that crowd, Rex gonna be Rex. And nigga, Danny gonna have a lot. So he gonna have a lot to fight through. A lot to fight through, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Damn. We'll see. I don't think it's going to change anything. But, man, honestly, Marv, we appreciate you coming up here, man. July 19th, Disaster versus Marv 1. It's going down. Beverly Hills, the battle for Beverly Hills, the mansion, all that shit, pool party. Man, this is a crazy good time.
It's going to be dope.
Crazy good time. Marv, we appreciate you coming up here, man.
All
Well, I appreciate y'all having me.
You already,
absolutely,
bro.
Man. Take care.
Peace.
All right.
Shout out to motherfucking one.
Show.
Word.
Detroit right
Word.
There. Like I said,
yes,
Dre,
sir.
that verse I always go back to.
Mm.
That these red beams will turn your white party. Bro, come on, man. Come on. Let's have some good stuff. Now, before we go, I want to take a couple minutes right now just to speak on this World Domination 5, King of the Dot. It's been announced. Main event number 2, Disaster versus Dumbfounded. It's going down. First, we're going to talk about it. We're going to be the first ones to talk about this and give our thoughts on it real quick. Disaster versus Dumbfounded. He was up here saying that this is something that this is one opponent that he really wants. He feels now is the time. It was in limbo about happening for a little bit. Now that it's finally announced and we can kind of think about this matchup, who do you think is going to take this? And what do you think of the matchup in period?
I think this is a good matchup. I'm just under the impression, like, who does Disaster battle? He's battled everybody named Moms. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
We've spoken to Disaster. Go check it out on PSA Radio on our YouTube page. And Disaster just seems to be recharged, my G.
Yeah.
He seems to really find, like, you know, speaking of last night, he didn't sound like the old Disaster. It wasn't a rah-rah. It was like you heard it in his voice. Dog, I'm recharged. I'm ready to get it popping and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Dumb had a dope battle with Khan. I'm not going to lie, man. That shit was a good back and forth between both those brothers and shit. You know? I guess I would lean towards Disaster 2-1, but I'm not sleeping on Dumb no at all, though, B. I'm going to be real. I think it's going to be very debatable, if anything. You know what I'm saying?
I think it'll be a good 2-1, but I'm thinking this new Diz is going to come with some different stuff. You know, I think he's calmer, and it'll just be, honestly, a better battle now that he's in a different state, kind of for him to rap.
Timbo,
you know what I mean?
You see, when you say he's in a different state, is that a good or bad thing? Because we don't want Disaster to lose that edge. That's what makes Disaster. That's what people appreciate.
I don't think the edge is lost. I just think he's calmer. Maybe this will be something for him to slow down. We've said his last battle is he's just too fast. He's too rapid through it.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
The old Diz, when he was slow, like the DNA Diz, he was slowed down. And I mean, that was like the last, you know, it was such a great battle that he had in his whole
mm-hmm.
performance. So I'm thinking this new Diz to slow down a little bit, I think it'll end up portraying better as far as the battle goes.
Yeah, I could agree with that, though. I could. He got to slow down a little bit, though. You know what I'm saying?
But
that
let's not think that Dumb is a tough opponent. I mean, this guy is super funny. And as far as his confidence goes in a battle, it's crazy. You know, we've seen him have that stage presence also on there, and he's great. So I think it'll be a
and
great
he's
battle.
Witty
I'm
too.
Glad that it's going.
He's very witty.
He's really
he's very witty.
Witty
tomorrow.
And he can be creative with that wit, you know? So I think it'll be good, man. I think it'll be good. I'm glad that this battle's going down. We knew it was in limbo for a little bit, but I got Diz 2-1 just based off the new Diz. We heard a new Diz, and I'm going with Diz 2-1 over Dumb. By the way, who this is World Domination, so it's always a different country versus different country. Who's
right.
repping the U.S. in this one? Who's repping the U.S.?
Oh, ooh, that's a good question. Ooh. Would it be Dumb?
I don't know. Who do you think? I think they're both. They both rep LA very hard. I mean, let's just say this is the battle for LA. You know, let's call it that. They're both repping.
It's got to be Diz then. If it's battle for LA, that's Diz then. Diz got that.
Yeah. So we got to see who's going to take this battle. So I think it'll be dope. It's going to happen. World Domination, main event number 2, Disaster versus Dumbfounded. It is officially announced, and it's been in limbo for a while. So. You know, it's locked in, and let the predictions begin.
Word.
You know?
It's 2-1, though, B.
So,
but I'm not sleeping on Dumb at all, though. Yeah, but I'm not sleeping
me neither.
On
I just
Dumb
hope,
at all, though.
I hope for a great battle, but I'm going Diz 2-1 on this one, too.
Mm.
But we'll see what happens, man. got a couple segments to release. Salute to Marv One coming on the show. Man,
right.
PSA Boy is back. So let's release these, man. Dre, take us out.